Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus, and joining me in the studios from Utah Foster Care, I have got Kobe. How are you this morning?
Great, Mallory. How are you?
I'm good. Now, Kobe, let's go ahead and talk about Utah Foster Care for a minute. That is the May Charity of the Month. So the entire month of May, we're kind of focusing on foster care here at Castle Country Radio Stations, not only to bring awareness of the need of foster parents in our community, but B, to promote an event that you guys have coming up.
Right. So May is National Foster Care Month for us. And so we usually try to hold an awareness event during that month. And this year it's May 14th from 6 to 8 at the Utah Foster Care Office, which is downstairs from Job Service. And so it's an open event. Anyone's willing is able to come. It's free. They can just come and ask questions of other foster families. We have some experienced foster parents who will be there, and they can ask them questions about how it affected their kids. What are the good things? What are the bad things? What are the struggles? Just kind of to get a real idea of what it would be like if they decided that it would be something that would work for their family.
You know what, Kobe? This is an event where I know personally so many people that have just had that simple thought of, maybe I should look into foster care. And then that's it. Because those questions just start snowballing and they get to be so much and it kind of feels overwhelming. Like, well, what about this? And what about this? And what about this? Never mind. It just seems like too much work.
Right. And we have a lot of people that think about it for a long time. It is a commitment. It's not just like, oh, you know, you're shopping and what shirt am I going to buy today? You know, it has an effect on people's lives. And we understand that. And so we want them to be as well prepared in making that decision as possible. So this is one way that they can get information. And then, you know, when they decide, oh, we think we do want to go forward, we have classes and things that help them become prepared for taking on the children as well. And so we hope that we prepare them well, and we want them to feel like they're well prepared. But a lot of times people just have a lot of general questions about how it all works, and so we're happy to answer those. And if they can't attend this event, I'm there year round to answer those questions for them as well. So they can always call me and they can always look on our website. And if they do an inquiry on our website from utahfostercare.org, it sends information directly to me saying, hey, contact this person, they're interested, and then I can go ahead and give them a call. So there's a few different ways for them to get their questions answered, but this is kind of a great opportunity to hear from a variety of people who have been doing it on how it works.
And, you know, when it comes to getting the best, honest answers you possibly can, why not ask the people that have been doing it?
Right.
So this is a great opportunity. It is an Ask a Foster Parent night, and it will be taking place Tuesday, May 14th from 6 to 8 p.m., and it is free to attend. So whether you just barely, maybe this interview sparked that curiosity on becoming a foster parent, maybe you've been thinking about it for years, this is a great opportunity for you to come ask any questions that you might have. And Kobe, at that point, they're not obligated by any means to start becoming a foster parent, but fingers crossed that they do, because there are many children in our local community that are in need.
Right. Yeah, this doesn't obligate or make it so where people are going to be hounded or anything to do it. It's just really come and get your questions answered. And then if you want to be followed up with, we're happy to follow up and get the process started for people. And I think it's a good way to kind of, there's a lot of misconceptions about foster care and about foster parenting and why people do it and what the kids are like and all those kinds of things. And so this can kind of clear up some of those things. And I think that a lot of people are fearful to take kids into their homes. And the kids that come in have some struggles because they have some trauma, and that creates some issues for them. But what we find a lot of times is that if they're given that stability and given that security, that a lot of those things can be minimized, if not completely resolved, you know, based
right.
on some of that stability and security coming into their lives. And so if people can help, we would appreciate them coming and learning more and thinking about taking that next step.
For sure. Well, additional information on this interview and for the Ask a Foster Parent Night can be found. We've got it all over our website as well as our social media pages. So you can check that out and get all the questions answered at the Ask a Foster Parent Night. Again, that's Tuesday, May 14th from 6 to 8 p.m. over at the Utah Foster Care offices, which is downstairs from Job Service. Well, Kobe, is there anything else you wanted to mention?
Nope, I think that's all.
All right. Again, you can find additional information on this interview by heading on over to our website as well, castlecountryradio.com.